Ascension. Hello everybody, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all very well today. My name is Marie. With this video, we are starting the second year of this YouTube channel, thanks to all of you who have given me your kind support. One of the most important subjects to talk about in a channel such as this one is ascension, and I think I have not gone into it, or at least not much, while talking about other things. As it happens with densities as well, it looks like every author or every person who is talking about ascension has his or her own definition of it, and it has become one of the most talked about subjects in the New Age community. What makes things worse, there are countless other definitions for it also coming from religious authors as well, with various degrees of meanings which cross over to the New Age community and vice versa. While mentioning other subjects, I've said before that the New Age movement is being led by the interests of three-letter agencies who are at the service of the highest corporate levels of the cabal that controls Earth, and that dedicates nearly all their energy and resources to guide and manipulate the greater public's perception for total population control and exploitation. As one of their favorite subjects is ascension, if not their favorite subject above all others, it is being used to manipulate the perception of the people, who are awakening to the hard and bothersome fact that the world they live in is not, and does not work the way they were told it did, when they went to school, when they were younger. At least in most cases, I would say, as some people look like they were born awake, perhaps because they are the sons and daughters of people who were awake before, and therefore were guided by them. Please watch the video until the end, as many of you probably will hate me during the first part, but my first opinion is not all of it. I see the whole subject of ascension as a manipulation scheme that works exactly as when religions use the promise of a beautiful afterlife, in heaven or wherever, if they behave well, and are obedient servants to their overlords, in this material level of existence. It is for me, a never-arriving promise of a great compensation and free pie, after all the hardship and suffering the oligarchs have caused and imposed on them, the people, the very same oligarchs who also gave them that slim hint of hope, and of things changing in their favor in the near future, which is always around the corner and never arrives. It is yet another scheme and fraud, or attempt, to control the minds of those who are awakening, and doubting the truth, and the reality they were previously imposed on, for those who started to think differently. Every soul, everybody, needs hope to exist, or at least something to hold on to, especially if his or her life has become unbearable, and ascension is yet another manipulative empty promise that makes them believe that their life and future do not lie in their hands, and therefore they do not have to make an effort to improve themselves, therefore all they must do is sit and wait. And this is the same basic scheme used in the past US election, where the people were told that the Patriots had everything figured out, and that a great favorable surprise would happen, where they were bluntly and directly told to sit and do nothing, because everything was already solved, and anything the people would do on their own would only make things more difficult. Well, it's the same trick, only used on a global and mass scale, and aimed at the population group who is now thinking outside the box, and no longer under the grip and the control of organized religions. I know that many very important authors and researchers, some of the caliber of Dolores Cannon, are vouching in favor of there being an imminent ascension, or a shift to a so-called new earth, or to a higher density, some authors say to 4D, others to 5D, and so on, and I'm not here to discredit any of them. Although I stand by my words about how the New Age is being used as yet another tool to confuse and manipulate the masses, there is another side to this. There is some truth to ascension, or a lot of truth to it, but it does not work as most New Age researchers and gurus are telling the people, as all this is also being used as a scheme to divert people from their real awakening. The three-letter agencies and their population mind control mechanisms are working in favor of the interests of Cabal and their controllers, many of whom are dark egregore entities from the lower astral, as you all know by now. Their intention with the New Age version of ascension is to prevent the real awakening, and therefore real ascension of humanity at large. People must understand that a higher density, such as 4D or 5D, or whatever D, is not a place, it is a state of being, it is what you create when you have all your attention, values, and even unconscious, work all together to make such a high vibration place, be what you perceive as your personal and collective outside world. Many people who blindly follow New Age doctrines, as the religion it is becoming, are falling into the waiting for it all to happen mentality I was talking about previously, therefore helping to stagnate the real ascension. Each and every one of you must take responsibility for being the world that you all desire. Everything that you perceive as your outside world, the place you live in as well as all your circumstances, are nothing other than the reflection of who you are. You cannot wait for a new earth to happen. You must be the new earth, even despite living in an environment that is reminding you all the time that you are not in that new world desirable place. And that environment is also a reflection of who you are, and of the decisions that you previously took, and which led you to the present conditions that define your present life. An example of this is clutter in someone's house. It is a direct reflection of what is going on in that person's mind, as it is the grouping of chaotic and contradictory thought patterns, reflected onto the material world. A messy, cluttered place is a reflection of not having clear intentions and plans, or of wanting to achieve many projects at the same time, projects of whatever kind, and you can see which ones depending on the kinds of things that are among what is making the clutter. It is as if they all want the person's attention all at once, and as with several people wanting to go through a doorway simultaneously, they all interfere with each other, therefore none of them make it through the door, for example. Life, reality, and the world a subject lives in, is nothing other than a more extended example of a cluttered room. When you sit back and reason what things, plans and thoughts, are a priority to you, in your pretty little head, and in your house, then you will start to bring order to your life, and there is where you can start to manifest beautiful things. Everybody goes through transition periods where chaos is inevitable, and it can also be taken as an opportunity to clean house and mind, to start fresh over. Again, it all depends on the meaning you give to your clutter. You are no one else, because only you know why you have it. Same thing with ascension, and with a new earth, as it all depends on how it is manifested in your collective and personal life. Another misleading misconception is about waiting for ascension and new earth to happen, because as I said previously, you will remain waiting, because, as it also works with the law of attraction. You must act as if what you wanted was already a part of your life, or else what the universe will give you will be the state of wanting that something, rather than giving you that something, as when that happens, then you no longer will want it, and want is what you are telling the universe you want. You must be the new earth, you must be the higher density you want to live in, because it is only a reflection of who you truly are. From the most expanded points of view, which are the ones that really matter here in this case, because it is from there where everything is being manifested, waiting for ascension, or new earth to happen, is setting that in the future all the time, when it already exists, and has always existed, because in higher realms, time has a different meaning, and it all literally is always there now. New Earth and humanity's ascension is a done deal. It already happened. All you need to do is to tune into that wonderful world with your personal vibration, with the frequency of your thoughts and emotions, with the meaning you give to them all. And you must work on your mind clutter to manifest nice things in your life, so once again it is all in your hands, even though it may not look as if it were so. You are the powerful realm and world creator you seek. Now, seeing things only from the practical 3D everyday life point of view, you must work on improving your life one step at a time, or you may be overwhelmed by the sheer monstrosity of such a monumental task, saying this, verbalizing most people's inner thoughts. You must also be patient with yourself, as bad habits are hard to eradicate when you do not understand what lies behind each one of them. I will go into detail in the upcoming video about the law of attraction, and why it's horrible and cruel in many cases. When on Earth, enough people awaken and start to act responsively, when enough people dawn to the fact that things do not work the way they were indoctrinated, and start to question authority, all with a New Earth mentality, only then the collective unconscious and the dominant frequency will tip the Earth's average vibration to become compatible with what Dolores Cannon called New Earth, forcing as well whoever has been left behind to act as the majority does. It is then that we can say that ascension, in a Dolores Cannon way, would be happening. She stated that the Earth would split in two, where some retrograde people would stay in the old world, while others would evolve to live in the new one. I'm not discrediting her, as I see her words as correct but expressed in a simplistic manner, or at least one which requires more detailed or complex explanations as to why it happens. I would say that her words are an interpretation, because in the perception of most people, those would be easy to understand, but it does not mean a physical splitting of the planet. It's more of a materialistic description of a highly spiritual and metaphysic thing. Because besides that, a chaotic Earth and a beautiful new Earth and all the variations in between already exist and have always existed, there is one Earth, one existential realm for each soul, for each point of attention of the greater source. Therefore, there cannot be only one, or two Earths, the old one and the new one, as Dolores Cannon stated, because there is one existential realm, or Earth, for each person, and two or more people only live in a shared world, because of the perception agreements they hold, because when a group of people's vibration is similar enough, they will all begin to interpret their surroundings the same way, therefore having a consensus among them about what reality is and means. And those surroundings they live in are only a reflection and a manifestation of who they are. Want ascension to happen? Then be ascension. It is the only way. And be ascension despite all the hardship in life, which doesn't even need to be something that hinders your attempts to become the best version of yourselves, as chaos in life is a great tool to be able to clearly see your correct path, by contrast, so even then, you can see the usefulness of chaos. It lets you see well what needs to be cleaned up. Thank you for liking and subscribing, it helps me a lot, and I hope to see you here next time. Be very well, and take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.